This is Alan Thomas, Vietnam Podcast. Podcast of observations in Vietnam.
Observations.
By Al Corrales. With Al Corrales. Observations, stories, and more. Today is Thursday, July 14th, 12:59:38 p.m. Getting ready to go to a new cafe. I'm checking it out because I have a meeting on Saturday, 6 p.m. The Koi Cafe. It's in a new area that I looked up on Google Maps on the internet. And I'm going to take the bus and then walk down this street up to Yen. Try to find a cafe. I have a feeling there's going to be several cafes in that area. Hopefully this is the right street, and hopefully I can find it before Saturday. That's it for now. Today is July 14th, Thursday, 20:39:45 p.m. This late afternoon, I went to find a new cafe that I will meet Hong at on Saturday. The cafe is on Han Tu Yen Street. It's called Koi. It's spelled differently from the English word koi. Maybe it's spelled C-O-I. Anyway, it was very easy to find. It was very nice of Hong to pick a place that she knows I could find easily. It's basically, I just had to take bus 150 or 8 from my motel, the close bus stop to my motel, to the crossing of Sha Lo Hanoi, which is Hanoi Highway. And the co-op mart, the road in front of the co-op mart, I forgot the name of it. Basically, just get off at that bus stop and walk down to the main parallel road, the Sha Lo Hanoi Highway. Sha Lo Hanoi. And I made sure to check the map before I went there. She did not know the number address, so I just looked for the road. I found the road. About 5 minute walking. 5 minutes walk. I turned down Han Tu Yen, and there it was. It's like right within like 1 minute. Actually, within less than a minute walking, after turning off the street parallel to Sha Lo Hanoi Highway, down Han Tu Yen, and so I saw that. Then I texted Hong to let her know I found it, and so hot. I'll thank her on Saturday. And then I kept walking just to see what the area is like. The area is kind of cool. It looks well groomed.
Well groomed.
Fairly busy, I suppose that's a good word. Walking, and then I took like a left, straight left. At a fork in the road, and then when I was walking, I looked down, and they have one of those sidewalks that are from like, it looks like a cobblestone sidewalk, but a modernized version of it, and it was like a yellowish brick, where the bricks are laid out in a grid for the sidewalk. And it's running along the side of like a government type building or a university or some company. I couldn't tell exactly. But it was a big stretch, probably about a good football field or more. No, I'd say about around a football field, 100 yards, maybe 80, 75 yards to 100 yards of this specific modern cobblestone cement blocks. I've seen it before in China and here. Maybe in Chicago. Well, anyways, the thing is, it just dawned on me. The reason for using these kinds of bricks on a sidewalk, as I'm walking, I realize, wait, this is a very nice, well-kept, modern cobblestone, cement, sidewalk. And, there was like hardly any garbage on that sidewalk, and it's all uniform, the same style of little grids of bricks. And then I realized the sidewalk kind of goes up and down a little, but it's really smooth.
Goes up and down a little.
And then as I look at the trees, the sidewalk has trees, like every so often, I realize that the roots from the trees are growing underneath the sidewalk. And it's pretty awesome because of the interconnectivity of these bricks. The sidewalk does not get damaged. The bricks naturally come up where they need to come up, where the roots cross underneath. And I thought that's the coolest thing. I didn't even realize that's the way it's designed. It's really well defined. Next time I go back there, I want to take a picture. But you can see how the just kind of came right where the roots are at. So what's happening is the soil, these kinds of trees, the roots at the bottom of the trunk, they're predominantly and they're profoundly sticking out. It looks really artistic and cool. But what happens is, if you can imagine, it's like the soil with the bricks and the other man-made structures covering the earth slowly is sinking down as the roots are coming up. Over time, that one natural rip in the sidewalk where they have the interconnected bricks, eventually that root's going to be like well defined, lifting up all of these little connection of bricks, well defined, lifting up all of these little connection of bricks. It's kind of neat how the sidewalk kind of conforms and sculpts naturally without actually breaking the sidewalk. It's splitting naturally where the bricks are connected. So that was a really cool thing to see. And you could see walking along that sidewalk of like 75 to 100 yards. Cool thing to see. And you could see walking along that sidewalk of like 75 to 100 yards. The roots are coming up and naturally breaking apart the bricks in the floor. That's how the sidewalk was designed, either serendipitously or inadvertently. Advert to different levels with seats inside and outside. So the bottom is a bakery, and then the second and third levels are seating areas for a restaurant / cafe in the upper levels. Every time I've been there, I was able to order some food. But today, I guess they didn't have any food. Or maybe I went at the wrong time. I tried to order something to eat, but they said no food today. They said no food today. They said no food today. So I've got a cacao soda, did a couple drawings, took a couple puffs of a cigarette. There weren't any ashtrays there. It was a little strange. Maybe because of the rain, things got thrown off or something in the rainy season. Anyway, after that, walked down to KFC, ate some food, and then hopped on the bus back to my area by the motel. And I went to back to the Jurassic Cafe, and this time I did one. Well, I went back because I wanted to see what movie was playing. There was not any movie playing. I ordered tea, and they asked me what movie. I said it's up to those people up in front. And then I went and did some more drawings in the front of the Jurassic Cafe. And after that, I wanted to get my hair cut, so I went and sat down at this one place where I went one time. And there's a bunch of places to get your hair cut right in that area. So I was waiting. There's one girl there, and she's working some hair cleaning routine on. So I'm sitting there just kind of waiting my turn and snoozing, and then I hear my phone ring. No, text message. Was it? I think I sent her a text and then she texted me back saying, "Can you call me?" I left and called. Don't want to say anything about that right now, but I'm going to meet with her Saturday, and see how that goes.
saying.
Talk to me just as friends, but I told her, I said, well, if you're dating a guy, seriously, I don't feel comfortable talking to you about your problem. That's it. I said, well, you just want to meet his friend. Okay, but I don't want to be that guy that you're talking to when you're having another guy.
It seems like she's
trying to keep me close at hand in case her other relationship doesn't work out. I don't want her to think that I'm just some guy she can have on when she needs to talk to someone because she's in an argument or whatever with her boyfriend. I don't want to be a schlub or some guy she's different.